Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 16. Honor your father and your mother, as the Lord your God has commanded you, so that you may live long and that it may go well with you in the land the Lord your God is giving you. From Proverbs chapter 23, verses 22 to 25. Listen to your father who gave you life, and do not despise your mother when she is old. Buy the truth and do not sell it. Wisdom, instruction, and insight as well. The father of a righteous child has great joy. A man who fathers a wise son rejoices in him. May your father and mother rejoice. May she who gave you birth be joyful. This is the word of the Lord.
So commandment number 5. Honour your father and your mother, as the Lord your God has commanded you, so that you may live long, and that it may go well with you in the land the Lord your God is giving you. This is another commandment that we're looking now at what we should do to other people. Now we've looked at how we should treat God and the commands he gives us. This is a commandment for treating our families. And it's actually one which inside the commandment has a promise with it. We'll look at that shortly. It's the only one of the Ten Commandments that actually does have that in the commandment itself. But as I say, this one is singled out for that. What about this word honour? We've got the word kavod is the word that it is in Hebrew. And it's treat with respect, not taking them lightly. Treat with respect, honour them. It has meant importance you put on that person, what they say, the weight, the deference, and the heaviness. Now that's not the sort of tone of voice you use when you're actually sort of trying to obey it, but that's, again, the importance that you put on what they're saying. Primarily it means glory, respect, honour, and majesty. You might think that's getting a bit over the top for parents, isn't it? And there is a little warning to say there that the supreme level of honour is reserved for God alone. You shall have no other gods before me. So before parents sort of start saying to children, you shall worship me, don't. The respect, yes. Treat with reverence, or treat properly, yes, but not worship. So it's a commandment, as I said, that comes with a promise. So you may live long, and it may go well with you in the land the Lord your God is giving you. And this was, remember, at the point where they come out of slavery, and they were now on the way to the promised land. It's interesting to note that because of the rebellion of the parents, the children would be going to be the ones that actually would make it into the promised land. So, yes, it's respect your parents. Do what they say. But not often, sometimes we don't have to do what they do, because they lead us astray. So say, one commandment that contains a direct blessing as a consequence for keeping it. I should just say that there's also consequences and a blessing for keeping the rest of the commandments, so it's just that they're not specified in that commandment. Here's God writing later in that chapter, oh, that their hearts would be inclined to fear me and keep all my commands always, so it might go well with them and their children forever. You can almost hear in that verse, God just saying, oh, I wish they'd obey me. I wish they'd do this, what was right. That way, it would be so wonderful for them. But he knows they're human and they don't. They turn away. Just that tinge of meaning in there. Now here's a bit that you might not get preached on that often. It's also a commandment that comes with a warning. So any young children, you might want to look away at this point. It says this, if someone has a stubborn and rebellious son, so it looks like the daughters are let off, who does not obey his father and mother, and will not listen to them when they discipline him, his father and mother shall take hold of him and bring him to the elders at the gate of the town. They shall say to the elders, "This son of ours is stubborn and rebellious. He will not obey us. He is a glutton and a drunkard." Then all the men of his town are to stone him to death. You must purge this evil from among you. All Israel will hear of it and be afraid. Now, before you think I'm going to suggest to you parents that you want to do that to any of your children, just remember that this was the Old Testament. And remember here that we're not looking about taking a three-year-old who's had a temper tantrum to the elders, to this. But we're looking here at a child who's grown up pretty well to the age of majority and turned right against his parents, refused to do anything that they're leading him in, turned not only from them but from God as well, because the parents here would be looking to God. And someone who has an age of responsibility. Also rejecting the ways of commands that God has given him. God takes this sin of lack of respect to parents seriously. That's quite a serious note at this point. But I want to contrast this with a passage which comes from the New Testament. There's a passage about a son who is doing precisely what this verse is warning about. Imagine that you're listening to Jesus, and he tells you about a son that says to his father, "Stuff waiting for you to die. I want my money now. I want to take it and move as far away from here as possible. I reject you completely." Now the listeners might have thought about that, "Hey, I know what I'd do with him." But the father lets him have his money, sends him on his way, and I don't know if you can see the picture there, but you can almost see the tears in the father's eyes as his son proudly walks off towards what he considers will be a wonderful place. He's proud, selfish, disrespectful, loose living, and turning against all his father taught him. But time passes, money dwindles, and here he comes back. And notice here that his father is not handing him to the elders to be stoned or whatever, but he comes back broken and humble and repentant, looking for mercy and finding a loving father who welcomes him back and gives him mercy. And that's what I want to leave you with there. Yes, children do go astray, but there is forgiveness for them, there is forgiveness for all of us. And this is how our Heavenly Father treats us, if we come back and repent. So, how should we treat our parents? Now, for some of us, our parents are no longer with us. And I've divided this into three parts. First part, as young children with parents, as you're growing up. Here, at this point, you're looking to learn from them. You're looking for them to show you the way. And obedience is stressed at this point. They've been there, they've done it, they know what's right and need to be obeyed. Listening is important because they will tell you the way you should go. It's important for you to listen to them, not just let it go straight over your head and ignore it. And there is a parental responsibility to lead in God's way. We just sang, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." It's a parental responsibility to decide, this is how we're going to live here. This is what we're going to do. This is who we're going to follow. We'll serve the Lord. In Ephesians chapter 6, which we went through not that long ago, we have these words. "Children, Obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may go well with you, and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. Notice there's two commands there. There's commands to the children, and there's also commands to the parents. Children, obey your parents, for this is right in the Lord. Honour your father and mother. Treat them with respect, which is the first command with a promise. And that's the one that we've been looking at today. And again, that promise, if you do so, it will go well with you, and you may enjoy a long life on the earth. But then it comes to fathers. Do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. Bring them up to follow the Lord. Problem cases. Are there exceptions to that? Well, there are cases where things become very difficult. When parents are leading their children away from God. Yes, respecting the parents is okay, but when we're going away from God, we're leading them away from what God wants us to do, then that's a problem. Also, when parents expect reverence and honour to the level God alone should receive. Now, it's not so much common today, but there are cases of abuse when that is possible to happen, that parents really demand that the children are so subservient to them and crush them. And then we get for cases where there's abuse involved, where children are demanded to sin. And eventually, when the child grows up and becomes an adult themselves, then they have the responsibility to decide where they're going. But with those first four cases, obviously they're very tricky cases, and there is abuse involved there. The child will come to a point, as we'll see, when he goes away from his parents' care and he's living an independent life. However, I want to flag up at this point that some countries, there are cases where when you become a Christian, if you're a child and become a Christian, then your welcome at home can be very sharp indeed. These are three comments which I read in a letter about a young couple in Lebanon. When she became a Christian, her own parents gave the green light to kill her because of her faith in Christ. To them, because she was following Jesus, she was rejected. And she was to be, killed. Her furious parents made it clear that they want to see her dead. And soon after they threatened her last year, someone tried to hit them with a car, but they escaped miraculously. That couple in Lebanon have had to cut ties with their parents because of this rejection. So remember those that suffer for their faith. Remember those that have that sort of level of persecution and pay for them. So how should we treat our parents? Now, we looked at how we should treat our parents when we're young and there were children. But there comes a point in life where, usually when the children move away, when they have their lives and become independent, they've got to then make their own decisions. As grown-up children, what should we do? You now have the responsibility to decide what you're going to do, where you're going to live, and how you're going to live. You may well be in a family yourself now with parental responsibilities of your own. But having said that, honour your parents still by giving respect and weight to their words. They've done this before. They know their experiences. You'll be able to see what they've done. You'll be able to see where that worked. Then just honour and give weight to their words. And remember the wisdom that comes with years. As we go through our lives, we learn what works, we learn what doesn't. And hopefully if we've walked with the Lord, he will guide us in that. But having said that, we make mistakes as well, and you don't have to copy the actual mistakes. Many times in the Bible, you'll find that there'll be a king who goes right off the rails, but then their son will come back. So you don't have to copy your father. This is King Ahaz of Judah. He was a king turned right away from God and built all sorts of altars to other gods, even sacrificed his child, or one of his children there. Ahaz was 20 years old when he became king. He did not do what was right in the eyes of the Lord his God. So along comes Hezekiah his son. He wasn't the one sacrificed, fortunately. He has a decision to make, and he trusts the Lord, the God of Israel. There is no one like him among all the kings of Judah, either before him or after him. This king followed the Lord. He saw his ways his parents had gone and saw that that had not worked and changed his direction. But do remember that the wisdom of grey hair. Here are three verses from Proverbs. Listen, my son, to your father's instruction, and do not forsake your mother's teaching as they bring you up. Provided they're teaching you in the ways of the Lord, don't forget it. And here's one which is becoming, I seem to be getting more and more splendorous each week here. The glory of young men is their strength. Grey hair is the splendor of the old. Some of us are getting quite splendid, I think. And listen to your father who gave you life, and do not despise your mother when she is old. And there are cases in the Bible when they give good advice and that's taken. Here's Moses with Jethro. Now Jethro is actually his father-in-law, but I think they can still learn some things from them. And Moses is with the people in the desert, and he has given himself the role of being the judge of these people. Every solitary legal case that I think it's 2 or 3 million people can bring comes before Moses. And he's sitting there from first thing in the morning to last thing at night as these cases come one by one by one by one by one. And his father-in-law watches this and he is actually horrified. He says, you need to do some delegation here. His words were, what you are doing is not good. You and these people who come to you will only wear yourselves out. The work is too heavy for you. You cannot handle it alone. He gives them that wisdom. And he does say that you need to make sure these judges that you delegate to are righteous. So it's a good wisdom. And Moses considers what his father-in-law says and decides, yes, he'll put it into practice. Did everything that he said. And that took a great load off Moses. So they can have good advice. And that respect and honor should be extended to the elderly in general. Paul's instruction to Timothy is this. Do not rebuke an older man harshly, but exhort him as if he were your father. Treat younger men as brothers, older women as mothers, and younger women as sisters with absolute purity. That's the instruction that Paul gives Timothy, who's a minister in a church, how to treat other people in the church as father, mother, sisters and brothers. There's a young king who had a bad experience on this. He is the king that came after Solomon. You remember Solomon? He's supposed to be the wisest king in all Israel. And his son comes now. It's the time for him to rule. The people are complaining to him that Solomon was very harsh at the end of his life and treated them cruelly. And they come to him and ask him, please, help us, we'll serve you, please, just take a bit of the weight off. The king consults with the elders who had served his father, and they said, yeah, that's probably true. You do need to do that. So he takes this advice and completely ignores it. He then goes off to his friends, people his own age, and they say, ha, harsh, you want to really put them under the thumb. Promise them that they'll be absolutely slaves to you, that life will be awful. And he listens to this advice instead. And as a result, instead of having 12 tribes to rule over, there are now only 2. 10 tribes go off in rebellion and take another king. And there's civil war in the land while Rehoboam is king. Because he didn't, A, listen to the advice of the elders, or B, even take it to God in prayer, which would have been a good thing to do as well. So as I come towards the end now, how do we treat our parents? We've looked at them, what we do when we're young. We looked at what we do when we're grown up. Now we're going to look at what happens when we get to the age where they are elderly. We have now more responsibilities for them. Our responsibility as a child to the parent does not stop now. Stop now when they are elderly. We still listen to them and still give respect. But now we have the responsibility to care and provide for them. Now in this day and age, we have pension schemes, and as folk grow old, the chances are that quite often they can have responsibility for their own care. But bear in mind that in days that we're looking at here, once you stopped working, you stopped earning. Once you stopped earning, you stopped having any money. And it was now your family's responsibility to care for you as you came to old age. And this is what Paul has to say concerning that. Anyone who does not provide for their relatives, and especially for their own household, has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. You have responsibilities to these folk who have cared for you. Now it's time to care for them. In Proverbs we read this verse. Listen to your father who gave you life, and do not despise your mother when she is old. They're still there, they're still the parents. They still need your help and support. Honour them, respect them, care for them, spend time with them, value them, love them. Jesus spoke on this subject. The Pharisees had a wonderful little wheeze, and it was like this. Well, let Jesus tell you how it worked. You have a fine way of setting aside the commands of God in order to observe your own traditions. For Moses said, honour your father and mother, and anyone who curses their father or mother is to be put to death. But you say that if anyone declares that what might have been used to help if their father or mother is Korban, that is, devoted to God, then you no longer let them do anything for their father and mother. Thus you nullify the word of the God by your tradition that you have handed down, and you do many things like that. This is set aside for God. You can't have that. I'm sorry, parents, I can't help you. That's where it was coming to. So how do you treat your parents matters to God. Don't try to cheat them or neglect them by saying that money is set aside for God's purposes. They're important. So another part of the budget that can be considered. Above all, take it to God in prayer. Seek his help, follow his ways, don't neglect them. So some final thoughts. There's no exceptions really. God, the Bible does not say, honour your father and mother unless. It says, honour your father and mother. Are there problems? Sometimes there are. Take them to God in prayer. Pray about it. Also remember the importance of forgiveness. whichever side of the relationship you're on, whether it's parents forgiving children or children forgiving parents, God puts a great weight on that. Forgiveness is important. If you just hang on to it, it will grow bad. Dwell on the good things and give thanks. Sometimes it may well seem that there's not a lot to give thanks for, but do dwell on the good things. Bring them to God. Follow godly examples. When they lead you in the right way, follow that right way. They'll make mistakes. I don't expect there's a parent in history that's not made mistakes. But don't copy the mistakes. And look for the good in all. The verse Philippians 4 verse 8, which I want to leave you with. And this is what I think we need to do for children and parents. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. It's a motto, not just for this, but for life as well. Think on the good and the holy. Amen.